podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Al Freeman, Director of LCMS School Ministry, and today we are going to discuss the School Leadership Development Program, the SLED program, which LCMS School Ministry has been providing to prospective and current principals, now coming up on year 24. Our guest today to talk about the SLED program, we have Dr. Mel Sanford. Mel, you are at Child of God Lutheran School, principal there for several years, but for the purposes here, you've served as a SLED mentor, SLED presenter, and really helped us in the redesign of the SLED program as well over the last year. We have Tom Kolb, who is the District Education Executive of the Southeastern District, and Tom has sent several individuals to our SLED program and extremely knowledgeable about SLED and what it's done in the past and what it's currently doing right now to provide principals for our Lutheran schools and the training of principals. We also have Joel Landscraner, who is the executive director of Mayer Lutheran School in Mayer, Minnesota, also a SLED mentor and SLED presenter over the last couple of years and has done a great job in developing the SLED program as well. So if you could, Mel, let's start with you. Tell us about the SLED program. What's the design of it? What's the mission of SLED?
I think that SLED is intended for raising up new teachers who want or are interested in becoming administrators, or those administrators who are interested in getting professional development to go to that next level, whether it's ed exec, whatever. Really, I think the second agenda of that is professional networking, meeting other colleagues, getting those connections so that as they are in either their current roles or future roles, they have those networks to help them in that way, right? We all need that support. And so whether it's someone locally or across the country, which is so great about SLED, is that you're meeting people from all over the country in different regions, like schools, different sizes, whatnot, that you can reach out and get that support.
Really, to be a successful administrator, it's about knowing people, collaborating, being able to Zoom with someone, pick up the phone and call. You do that with ed execs, but you also do that with your colleagues. Sometimes you do it to share joys. Other times you do it to help problem solve. So it is community building. It's teaching the process of that, how it's done successfully. Tom, as a district education executive, why send someone to the SLED program? What are you looking for in terms of saying, hey, this is someone that would be that would benefit from attending SLED?
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you do involve the education executives in the selection process. So we can help, you know, find those candidates who are going to be best served by the program and then can serve in administrative duties later on, hopefully. I think of the three most recent ones that I'm aware of in the Southeastern District, and they kind of fall under different categories. One is a teacher who definitely wants to go into administration at some point. I don't think she's exactly sure what that road looks like, but she knew this would help develop her skills. You said the mentoring, the professional development, the connections that she made, I think are going to really serve her well in the future. Another one was someone who already had some administrative responsibilities, but was not a traditional Lutheran teacher. And so he's kind of using that as his entree into really learning more about the Lutheran system. We're going to have him go through colloquy as well, but SLED is going to help him take that next step in connectiveness. And the third one is the one we've most recently suggested. She had been a longtime teacher, years and years and years, many years of experience, probably 20. But the need was for her to step up and take the role as principal in the school where she had been serving for over 10 years. She was scared. She needed some way to feel like she could be connected with other people in similar situations, but also know that she's going to get top-notch training. And as the education executive, I could think of no better place to suggest than through SLED. And so it's really been a boon to us how we can utilize, you know, experts like Joel and Mel and really have them knowing that they're going to get high quality, but also truly get a Lutheran perspective on what it means to be an administrator and how we can craft those good teachers into good administrators. So,
and it is a safe space for that. So it is coming in. You're not expected to know everything. We put you in a small cohort with fellow participants. You have a mentor that will walk with you. You sit with them right away. You have those discussions. You start building those relationships because it is on site every June for basically 2.5 days. And then it's online for a full year until we bring you back the following June to close off the sled program. And there's monthly Zoom sessions to discuss. There's a couple books that we read as well. But it really is those discussions and the team building approach and the safe space. Ask whatever question, because that's how we learn as administrators. We are all coming from different contexts, different experiences. And by sharing those together, we can really build those skills and those talents and recognize, oh, you know, I'm not off on a tangent over here, or this isn't just taking place in my school, whether it be something positive or a challenging experience. And it's bringing all those people together. And of course, we do have quite a group of speakers on a variety of topics. You know, we talk about relationship building, and we talk about culture. We talk about just the administrative tasks. We talk fundraising and strategic planning. And Joel, you know, being one of our speakers as well as a mentor, maybe you can talk to us on each side of that in terms of the presentations and how that works and helps develop the skill set and the understanding for our participants, and then also your work with them as a mentor of collaboration and discussions.
Yeah, thanks, Al. You know, the presentations at the opening sled every June is really exciting. You get these folks who are a little scared, a little anxious, and really eager. And it's great to work with folks like that, you know, to have the opportunity to share some of the things that I learned in my 41 years of doing this and 24 years of administrative work, right? And I think at the summer event, not only do we get to know each other, do we get to see that there's a lot of people with the same concerns and worries, but also that they see there's a whole lot of support. You know, the old leadership is everything. And I think having that opportunity to prepare leaders, even if they don't instantly jump into a school leadership position that's formalized, will serve our ministries well throughout the entire synod, actually throughout the entire world. Our SLED people come from everywhere. It really is a neat thing to see. And as far as myself, I have 5 mentees from Texas, Florida, Indiana, and Ohio. And it's more than just, you know, a teacher teaching students. It really is a collaborative, professional, collegial setup, which I find incredibly enriching for myself. And it seems to be enriching for our mentees as well. In fact, last night I was at the airport waiting for a flight, and my phone rang, and it was one of the mentees had a question about board meetings and board governance. I'd just come from a board meeting, and we just talked about that several weeks ago in one of our monthly meetups. And it was just really, really fun to be able to help somebody instantly like that, and they feel comfortable. They can ask any question they want. And we've always said, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. You just have to know the smartest guy in the room. And I think SLED really hits that right on the head.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we stress develop your network as part of SLED. We bring speakers in from Concordia Plans and the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, from the International Center. We bring principals in, legal experts. I know one of our individuals speaking on the upcoming SLED is Rusty Huseman, who started the Lutheran Legal League. So we really say, take the business cards, take the names, start your network. These are people who are saying, call me, talk with me. Really, that's what we do as leaders. We build those networks, we find the people to talk with, and we utilize that throughout. Mel, you mentioned too the collaboration before to me of your cohorts in the past as well as now, of just how they continue on after SLED.
Absolutely. So that's the point, is that it doesn't stop with SLED, that they continue on after that, that it'll hopefully last their entire, you know, professional career, if not, you know, beyond when they get out. But it's not even just that cohort, but I've got groups where their administrator might, you know, didn't go through SLED or, you know, something along those lines. So I'll have them reach out and say, my administrator has a question. Can they call you, or can I ask the question for you? That is amazing, where, you know, their administrator might feel on an island and needs that network. And so they're reaching out beyond, you know, and I think that's wonderful that they feel something, that they feel connected enough with me or with each other. I have a handbook question, or I have a legal question, or whatever that is. And they're using their groups through SLED. to get their administrator support.
And my district is so geographically diverse that there may not be another Lutheran school within easy driving distance. And we try in our educators conferences to get them together, but you know, this gives them the people who are in the same boat and having the exact same questions. And if I could add something, I want to just mention at least the affordability of it. I mean, so many schools are looking for professional development and we're looking for ways to develop leaders. This is the best bang for your buck, as best I can tell. There's a lot of other good programs, don't get me wrong, but I mean, this is by far, in my estimation, the best value and what they get from it, especially because we're talking about Lutherans. It's designed for and by Lutheran educators.
Yeah, and it is incredible value. We're very blessed with grant dollars that help support it. So SLED participants can be early childhood all the way through high school. So we have all in the SLED program. We have teachers who are thinking about being principals. We have current principals who might be within their first 5 years is typical. And a great program where, again, we match you up in a cohort, have a mentor. You really get to experience some great reading material, speakers, but most importantly, those conversations with one another. And Tom, you mentioned, you know, the whole process, $500, that's what it is, a cost to typically the school will pay that to get you trained. That's for the entire program. Your flights are covered by LCMS School of Ministry to St. Louis. Material costs are covered by us. Presenters, cohort, everything is included in that.
You can't beat that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really quite amazing. Right. And, you know, again, what's the process for applying? Go to LCMS School of Ministry. If you go to lutheed.org, you can find information about the SLED program. We do then have you submit an application, a couple of references, and then finally it goes to the district ed exec, and we require that the education executive has the final nomination because they know you and they know the program. And that's what we look for. And then we do the acceptances. So the application process usually starts about January 15th. It closes March 15th. And then we notify people right around April 15th. So Ides of March, Tax Day, you know, all those wonderful dates are in there. And then, you know, the program starts. We get you ready to come to St. Louis for the initial meeting. And then when we end the meeting there, we do give you a little break, noting that it's summertime. And then we really start the program in earnest in August and run throughout until you come back in May. Thank you all so much for speaking about the SLED program, your commitment to SLED, your involvement in it, and what a blessing all the leaders that have gone through the SLED program to develop their skills and abilities to serve Him. Thank you for joining us on this LCMS School of Ministry podcast, talking about school leadership development program led by LCMS School of Ministry. Blessings.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.